Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 14th of August 2017, and this is the 638th Mole Out Loud podcast. Today is quite a big day for me. I know I was talking last week about doing a practice retreat, a practice writing retreat for this week, a practice surge, which the surge is a retreat I'm going to be doing with others online in September. And I thought I would just give it a trial run, see what I needed to prepare and how it felt to do it, so that I could see what some of the pitfalls might be and preempt them in the real thing. Today is not a good day to start this trial because I've got this big thing on. And so I had planned to prepare for the practice retreat today, that I would get some cooking done and clear some space and generally get my head sort of organized for it for tomorrow morning. But I felt so exhausted this morning that I actually slept all morning. I didn't feel very well, and I slept all morning. And so now I find that actually the preparation time has eluded me, because I've been needing to prepare for this meeting. It's a meeting of the bell ringers, and I'm a co-tower captain, and I really want to concentrate on my writing. So it's a position I don't really want to have anymore, and I would like someone else to take over. And I know that there's no one else there. So I'm not sure whether this not feeling well this morning was just feeling anxious about this afternoon. Sorry, you can hear my voice is disappearing on me a bit. Or whether I'm just, you know, going to come down with something. So it's amazing how something like this can just take up a lot of mental space. And I've been needing to write reports and check on things, as one does anyway, to make sure that I've covered everything. We have a biannual meeting, so it's every 2 years. So there's quite a lot that has or hasn't happened in that time. And I suppose, although I know that something else would have to happen if I don't stand again, I really hate letting people down, leaving them in the lurch, and I feel terrible about it. So I'm not looking forward to this evening. And well, we'll see how it unfolds. I would really like to be able to think of some alternatives, but at the moment my mind is a bit blank. Maybe walking into town and some qigong will help clarify my mind, which both of those things are going to happen before the meeting. So there I am, and my writing will then be able to happen tomorrow, but I won't really have cleared the space that I want to. I think what I might do is create a sort of log of things that would be good to do for the real retreat, and as well as trying to keep to a much longer writing time than I normally do, and taking into account my bodily capabilities. So yes, it'll be an interesting trial run, and I'm really glad that I decided to do that. Because I can otherwise imagine starting the next one and it being almost over before I've got myself properly into the swing of it. And I do have a sabbatical coming up soon too, so I can also have a sort of second go at it then. So maybe these are all run-ups to it. And one of the things I'm hoping to get out of the real thing is a more sustainable and energized work pattern. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I must just regard today as a bit of a hurdle. I do hope that your hurdles have been overcome, that you don't lack the courage to go with your heart and make decisions that are the right ones for you. And I also hope that you have been really engaged with your writing, and maybe you too would like to join me in some exercises, is not quite the right word, some planning, I suppose, around organizing our days around creativity. So I'm not going to go into that anymore today because my mind is too muddled and, well, not, no, muddled is probably not the word, but it's too full of something else. So I'll think about that as maybe a way of bringing what I do into a more clearer focus so that I can communicate it with you, and so that you, if you want to, can do something similar. That would be great. So thank you very, very much for listening, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.